Others slum and rovers are incredulous adventure. Reality's emerged, reality caught the pond. Gazing through the window, fish were swimming in the yard. Arisen, the dream fish have arisen. A man asleep in deep. Thank goodness of the scaly beasts. Dragging homies to the kitchen, frying oil for beasties. Arisen, the dream fish have returned. Torture and imprison, the rocks were humming round. He woke and found that steel was wrapped around his golden legs. A thousand fish peered through the glass to see him on display. Others swam in vinyl knives to catch a single peek. His human whom the dream fish caught is now the circus freak. Arisen, the dream fish have returned. Torture and imprison, the ones for whom they burned.
God will strike me down for talking over this, but it's that time. In the background, Babylon, a track called Dream Fish from their self-titled LP. Released, when did I say? 1978. This was recommended to me, again, by Clay Pigeon. Thank you so much, Clay. Thanks for listening, folks. The pleasure has been all mine. Hope to see you next week. Have a great week. Till then, you're tuned, needless to say, to WFMU East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org. Bad Animals is next. Daniel Blumen follows that at 9 p.m. What a lineup. Stick around. See ya.
Bad animals. Bad animals.
Meow. Meow.
Bad animals.
Bad animals.
On WFMU.
Down to the very soul. How can it find a shadow?
summer night. He's looking for an angel to hold him to the morning light. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you. good evening. Welcome to Bad Animals here on WFMU. This is the radio show for animals. I'm Amanda, and that's Jim the Poet.
Yay! Hello, animals.
Hello, Jim the Poet.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great now.
We have plenty more songs to play for you before the conclusion of this show. We just concluded the first set with Los Halos from a split EP with the band The Middle Wages. We heard the song Small Dogs.
How small were they?
They were pretty small. They were a variety of different types of small dogs barking. The first one was, I think, a Jack Russell.
Oh.
It's pretty small.
Yeah.
Blonde Redhead came before that with Elephant Woman.
Love.
Love also.
Love.
And we also heard Prince with Elephants and Flowers. And we're here. We love animals. We love to play music that is about animals, either loosely or strictly. You know, sometimes you'll hear an animal only in the title, but more often you'll hear at least animals in the lyrical content. And sometimes, if you're very lucky, you'll hear the animal speaking its piece.
They're always implied.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Animals are implied throughout.
100% of the time they are implied.
Yeah.
Later in the program, we will hear Kitty Corner with Kathleen O'Malley, and she'll tell us about a cat that's up for adoption in the listening region. But yeah, until then, just be comfortable. Listen with your pet or, you know, conjure up some type of animal. I'll leave it up to you what, you know, is your favorite animal of the day that you want to think about while you listen to this program. If you're, you know, having a fight with your pet, you can conjure up a different pet that you fantasize about.
Is that what?
The one that you left behind in the shelter.
Like, why? Why did I leave
when
that?
When you have arguments with Fluffy, be like, oh, I should have taken Snickers instead.
Poor Snickers.
I wonder what Snickers is doing now. Yeah, so, I don't know. There's a lot of different ways to think about animals and think about, you know, the wild animals that surround us. The strays that need our help, and on and on and on. I have something here.
Ooh.
I do. I have something. Because I've talked for way too long already. First gear here on WFMU.
Bulldog, you better leave her alone.
Leave her.
like you, hound dogs love your bone.
Leave her alone, yeah, leave her alone.
Yeah, I love my little kitten, just like you, hound dogs love your bone.
Leave her alone, yeah, leave her alone, yeah, leave her alone, yeah.
White cat heat.
Meow.
not one but two songs about crabs. Possibly the worst of all the bad animals.
They're so bad.
Not that I would know, Jim the Poet.
I mean, I just from listening to the AC/DC song.
Yes, I know. I mean, imagine the kind that they must have in Australia. Like, how much worse those
must
might be.
Yeah. Wow.
So, no idea why that's considered a rarity in the AC/DC wasn't released. But it appears on a collection of AC/DC rarities. Some live material, some studio material. That clearly was a studio track. Crab City in Blue, it's called. And yes, it was a blues. Amazing. before that, we heard Itchy and the Knits. And they're from Australia as well.
Oh.
So yeah, I'm starting to learn a little bit about
not going
how
there.
They how much of sound, a problem it is.
They made it sound delightful, though. They made it
yes,
sound like
yeah,
kind of fun.
Their crabs are probably better than most people's.
Yeah, they just seem fun.
So yeah, that track was called Crabs by Itchy and the Knits. Very short, frenetic punk track. Very good album called The Worst of Itchy and the Knits, which is new out on the Total Punk label. And on that same LP, there's a song called Fleas. So in a future Bad Animals, we might hear Fleas by Itchy and the Knits.
Looking forward to that.
And I also always love when the artist name is animal related as well as the track.
It's a nice touch for our show.
Yes, for our show only.
It's the complete package.
We heard The Curators before that with White Cat Heat. That's a cover of a song by The Gods. That's Gods with a Z. Which was a totally bonkers band that recorded on ESP disc in the 60s. And their version sounded exactly like that. And the album is a cover album of The Gods' album called Contact High with the Gods. This is called Contact High with the Curators, out on Edition Telemark. And at the top, we did hear The First Gear with Leave My Kitten Alone, which the Beatles also did and, you know, is a rock and roll classic. And somebody on the Accu playlist at WFMU.org also pointed this out. Jimmy Page was in that band, The First Gear. It was one of his first projects. So, yeah, now that we have all of that,
it's all downhill from there for Jimmy.
For Jimmy Page, yes, very much so. After you record Leave My Kitten Alone, it's like, why do anything else?
Why don't you
write your own music? No. So are you ready to sing with me?
Well, I'm, yeah.
Are you? So you're going to come over here. Yeah. We're going to sing.
Whoop, sorry about that.
We promised to do this last week.
But I, you know, it's just, your vocals are so great.
Yours are also great, and thank you for saying that mine are great.
They are great. Wait a minute. Sorry, this is...
You're using mic three, you want?
Oh, is that... No, what am I doing?
Do you want to bring mic two?
This one?
Yeah, you can swing it all right
this
over
This one
there.
Over here? This is the different mic, though.
Oh, that's not the one that you were using.
Check.
No, yeah, use this one.
La 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 la.
Okay, go. La 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 la
la la.
Okay, here we go.
La 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 la.
I've found really the best possible karaoke track for this. Oops.
I think I'm sophisticated because I'm living my life like a good homo sapien. But all around me, everybody's multiplying and they're walking around like flies, man. So I'm no better than the animals sitting in their cages in the zoo, man. Because compared to the flowers and the birds and the trees, I am an ape man. I think I'm so educated and I'm so civilized, cause I'm a strict vegetarian. But with the overpopulation and inflation and starvation and the crazy politicians, I don't feel safe in this world no more. I don't want to die in a nuclear war. I want to sail away to a distant shore and make like an ape man.
I'm an ape man, I'm an ape ape man, oh, I'm an ape man. I'm a King Kong man, I'm a voodoo man, oh, I'm an ape man.
Take it.
Cause compared to the sun that sits in the sky,
compared to the clouds as they roll by,
compared to the bugs and the spiders and flies,
I am an ape man. La 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 la. La 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 la.
I'll do this part.
In man's evolution, he's created the city and the motor traffic rumble. But give me half a chance and I'd be taking off my clothes and living in the jungle. Cause the only time that I feel at ease is singing up and down in a coconut tree. Oh, what a life of luxury to be like an ape man. I'm an ape man, I'm an ape ape man, oh, I'm an ape man. I'm a King Kong man, I'm a voodoo man, oh, I'm an ape man.
I look out the window, but I can't see the sky.
The air pollution is all fogging up my eyes. I wanna get out of this city alive and make like an ape man. La 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 la. La 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 la. Oh, come on and love me. Be my ape man girl. And we'd be so happy in my ape man world. I'm an ape man, I'm an ape ape man, oh, I'm an ape man. I'm a King Kong man, I'm a voodoo man, oh, I'm an ape man.
I'll be my Tarzan, you'll be my Jane.
I'll keep you warm and you'll keep me sane. We'll sit in the trees and eat bananas all day, just like an ape man. I'm an ape man, I'm an ape ape man, oh, I'm an ape man.
I'm a King Kong man, I'm a voodoo man, oh, I'm an ape man. I don't feel safe in this world no more.
I don't wanna die in a nuclear war. I wanna sail away to a distant shore
and make like an ape man. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Yay!
There's a band running into my garden.
That was The Bear with its answer song to Dennis Dykin and Bell Sound's Bear in My Garden. I felt that the bear was a little bit embarrassed to, you know, to have such a negative song written about it.
It's like, oh, it's your garden, whatever.
Right, this used to belong to all the bears, and then hundreds of years ago, people ruined it for us.
Roar!
Yes, that is something from a past WFMU Marathon Premium of ours. And before that, as mentioned, we did hear Dennis Dykin with Bell Sound and Bear in My Garden. That is the second version of that, which was originally created for a Bear Family box set in about 2010 or 2011, I believe. And I thought it was so clever that it's about a bear and it's for the label Bear Family. I think it's adorable, even. I'm queuing something up, which is why I'm not right on the mic right now.
Just want to say hello to all the animals out there. You guys stay great.
And if you feel that you want to tilt your heads while listening to this radio program, we'll be so flattered. Somebody on the Accu playlist mentioned that they hope their dog is listening because his head would be tilted.
Oh.
And I took it as an extreme compliment, which it should be taken as. Because the head tilt means that they're listening. And that they're intrigued, right? Like dogs,
Yeah,
they sort of tilt and like, back and forth because they're like, did I hear you properly? I don't know.
Boy, this show's great.
At this time, wait, did I announce everything? Yes, I did. At this time of the week and of the show, Kathleen O'Malley always comes our way and talks about an eligible, adoptable cat or kitten in the listening area. So if you are local to New Jersey, or if you have the means to travel to New Jersey, please, this is directed especially at you. But if you are not local to us and you've been thinking about adopting a pet, it is still of interest because rescues operate very similarly, you know, throughout the country for sure. And throughout the world, sometimes, you know, some of the international ones are different, but I don't know. We're all united in our love of cats and our desire to see them safe. I want to remind everybody that Jim the Poet and I, along with our friends Olivia, Bryce, and Faye, are all going to be giving a cat adoption party pretty soon. June 1st, which is a Saturday.
Even if you don't want to adopt a cat right now, just come hang out with us. Come hang out with the cats.
Absolutely, you should. Anyone is encouraged to come. It's going to be a free event, and it's here at WFMU's Monty Hall, 43 Montgomery Street. And yeah, you can just wander in. You can see the cats up for adoption, and you can say hi to us and listen to some nice music.
You can adopt me, too.
And you can adopt Jim.
I'm available.
All right. That was a lot of ado, but without further ado, here is Kathleen O'Malley and Kitty Corner.
Welcome to Kitty Corner. I'm Kathleen O'Malley, and here is this week's adoptable cat. Mingus is fully vetted and up for adoption in Jersey City, New Jersey, through the private nonprofit Tiny Tigers NJ Cat Rescue. Mingus is a former street tough who's now a huggable, sociable house cat. He's about 5 years old with dapper good looks. His black and white tuxedo coat is shiny and immaculate. His face has mostly black fur and a black nose, accented by green eyes, white whiskers, and an asymmetrical white mustache. His white bib trails off into a white stripe down his chest and tummy. His hind legs have classic tuxedo white socks, and his front paws have white mini mittens on his toes. Mingus, aka Mingy, loves people and delights in being the center of attention. He has incredible cuddling skills and likes to climb onto laps occasionally. Mingus likes the company of humans first and foremost. He's not a fan of dogs, and while he tolerates other cats, he'd much rather be the only animal in a home full of adoring people. Mingus wasn't an obvious rescue candidate at first. When first noticed, he wore a collar and seemed to have a home, Then over time, he was seen outdoors more often, and the collar was gone. But he was hard to catch. He was skittish, and he wasn't neutered, so he roamed a lot. He also got into fights with other tomcats, and once showed up with an injured face. When he was finally rescued, it wasn't clear whether Mingus wanted to live indoors or outdoors, so his ear was tipped at the vet clinic, just in case. But once he felt secure in his foster home, Mingus warmed up and showed himself to be a super love bug who just wants to stay inside. Mingus tested positive for FIV, feline immunodeficiency virus, but has no symptoms and can live a long, healthy life with proper care. He's also neutered, tested negative for FELV, and is vaccinated for rabies and FVRCP. If you'd like to bring lovable, handsome Mingus into your life, please email badanimals@wfmu.org.
Is a cat. Hello, kitty.
Let's see if the cats and the wolves can coexist.
Uh-oh.
They're competing for sure. We just heard Andrew Peckler to close the show out. That single is called Love Among the Crickets. And may all of you be among the crickets as you go through your evening. Actually, it's not cricket season at all right now, but may you be among rhythmic insects. Cub gave us Hello Kitty before that. And Kathleen told us about Mingus. As she let us know, if you're interested in Mingus, you can email badanimals@wfmu.org and everyone will talk to each other. Cleo from 3 weeks ago has been adopted.
Oh.
So that's great. 2 weeks ago, I think.
Wow.
Sometime in the past month, she was featured and she has been adopted. And we hope the same for Mingus. So, yeah, I think that's all. Is there anything else that you have to say, Jim?
That's all we got.
We will be back next week to talk more animals to you and play more animals for you. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. This has been Bad Animals. Daniel Blumen is next.
Meow.
Meow. Thank you.
I wish you didn't. So get it. Rug it.
Na 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 na.